Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour of the week for us. Of course, we are the home, the radio home, of the Minnesota Twins. So I guess I could just make the argument, hey, who cares about TV? Just listen to the game with Corey, Dan, and Chris Atterbury here. But then there's reality that we also like to watch the games on TV. And this has been an issue because of Diamond Sports. Diamond Sports, they filed for bankruptcy and missed quarterly payments to four teams, including the Twins. So guess what's happened? Diamond Sports is Bally Sports North. And there was a 2 days of testimony and witnesses that included our next guest, Twins President Dave St. Peter, on what should happen. And it appears it's a victory for the Twins, but what happens next? Because Bally Sports North must pay the Twins their full almost $55 million. So Dave's here, President of Twins. Always a pleasure, my friend. What was the most satisfying part of yesterday's ruling, and what still concerns you the most?
Well, Chad, it's good to be with you. You know, this is a process. You know, we've been at this for a while. It's disappointing that we're in the midst of, you know, a bankruptcy process, but these things happen, obviously, in business. I think yesterday there was certainly our group felt good about the validation about the contract that's in place and ultimately Judge Lopez's ruling specific to the value of our television rights, which we are obviously very, very bullish on. And we recognize, though, it's just, as I think Judge Lopez said in court, it's just a data point. There are certain tools that the companies have at their disposal when they're in bankruptcy, and we'll see what comes next. But I think in the short term, the biggest thing that we're focused on is the continued production and distribution and hopefully incremental accessibility of our games to as many fans as possible. And that's ultimately where this is going over the long term. And I'm hopeful that we'll see progress there even in the short term.
When do you think you will get final resolution whether Bally's will continue to televise these games or that you/Major League Baseball will have to step in?
Well, in the short term, it's status quo. You know, our tonight's game is going to be, I think tonight actually might be an Apple game, my apologies, but the bulk of the games are still going to be on Bally. They obviously have some decisions to make as a company. There is not a timetable that was set by the judge relative to their next steps around, in essence, accepting or rejecting any particular contract. But, you know, so, you know, we proceed, you know, with the assumption that Bally will continue to be our partner throughout the balance of the 2023 season. You know, at the same time, Chad, as it's been reported and what we've seen play out in San Diego, Major League Baseball has stepped in there and provided an alternative when Diamond walked away from the Padres. And, you know, if that were to happen in Minnesota, Major League Baseball and the Twins would be prepared to immediately stand up the production and distribution of Twins telecasts. And I might add, probably in a way that would incrementally increase the accessibility of those telecasts, particularly through a direct-to-consumer offering.
So let's talk about that, because you nailed it. Bally's walked away from the Padres. The Padres, working with Major League Baseball, they continued those telecasts, and people are consuming them in San Diego. So you and your team have been preparing for this possibility, knowing it might happen. Maybe it doesn't happen, but at some point it could. If Bally's walks away from you guys, and I want to watch the Twins, once Bally's walks away, if they do, where will I consume that product?
Well, it's ultimately to be determined, Chad. But again, if you follow what's happened in San Diego, they have distribution across all the primary, what we would call linear distributors, whether it be in their market Cox or Spectrum or DirecTV, Fubo TV, DirecTV Stream. But in addition to that, there's a Major League Baseball app, basically MLB TV, where it's available now in market, for a period of time for free. But ultimately, there will be a charge of, I think it's $19.99 a month, $75 for the season, to get every Padres game in market. So I suspect something like that would happen here in Minnesota. Again, that's not our focus today. Frankly, my hope is we remain on Bally's through the balance of our contract. That's what we signed up for, and that's our primary hope. However, if it doesn't happen, I suspect that the MLB option that you've seen in San Diego will play out here in Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
Dave St. Peter, Twins president, talking to us about this ruling in their favor with Bally Sports having to pay the Twins their full $54.8 million. I thought an interesting part was your testimony when the folks from Diamond Sports are saying we just don't have the money. But you pointed out that Diamond, in an effort to negotiate a new five-year contract this year, offered to pay $54 million in 2024. And as Phil Miller writes, undercutting their claim that the current fee is unfair. Can you just expand on that a little bit?
Well, there's obviously back and forth with any negotiation, Chad, and ultimately that proposal did not lead to getting a deal done. And there were reasons, frankly, beyond the economics that the deal didn't get done. I'm not sure it's fair to comment on a particular aspect of it. But, we remain open-minded. The Diamond is trying to focus on a reorganization of their company, of their assets. We're disappointed with the tactic they've taken relative to baseball and particularly the Twins, but we're pleased with yesterday's ruling. And I still am hopeful, Chad, that perhaps there's a path toward a more global solution between, in our case, Major League Baseball and Diamond and their creditors. I think it's frankly perhaps in the best interest of all to try to take another run at solving that. There's been a lot of settlement negotiations or discussions over the last few months, and I expect there will be more in the days and weeks to come.
If that does happen, Dave, is that something that could happen in the next month or two? Is that something that could happen 6 to 8 months from now, that there's really no definitive timeline on it?
I don't think there's a definitive timeline. There is urgency. You have NHL and NBA seasons, lurking in the background, and probably some uncertainty relative to where those things are going to go. But at the end of the day, I do know that there will be an effort, at least from baseball, to reengage, and I expect Diamond will as well. Judge Lopez really urged both parties, and I think in good faith, I expect both parties will get back together. Whether that results in a deal or not, I don't know. Can't predict that. And how it would impact us here, specifically in Minnesota, relative to Diamond's ability to accept or reject the contract, that also is a bit of an unknown. And what that timetable is elusive. So, again, in the short term, it is the status quo. But I can assure fans that the Twins will do everything within our power, and I'm confident we will be able to deliver accessibility to our telecasts uninterrupted should Diamond choose to walk away from Twins baseball.
You have been very clear in this conversation that you hope something is worked out with Diamond in multiple ways. But let's go into the scenario that is not a viable option. Is one of your best paths then you just control it within Major League Baseball? Do you then work with the Wild and Wolves? What are these other possibilities if, as you desire, Bally's is not able to come through and work out a proper deal with their creditors and continue to carry your games?
Well, I think there's a short-term path, and then there's a long-term path, Chad. In the short term, I think that, you know, what's happening in San Diego would happen in Minnesota. We would work with Major League Baseball to stand up a production effort and distribute our games, you know, to as many fans as possible. And I'm optimistic that we can deliver on that in frankly, a moment's notice. A lot of work has already been done on that and it will continue to be done to ensure the readiness there. What the long term looks like is another discussion. And, you know, certainly we're open-minded about where that could go in the future. We do like the concept that Commissioner Manfred has championed around, you know, some form of, you know, local media entity at Major League Baseball. They are building out that division. The concept of centralizing maybe some of those local media revenues over the long haul, I think, could be really key towards some level of economic reform in our sport. And we know this. We know the content that we deliver is still quite valuable. And if you were to amass over time all 30 teams, particularly on the direct-to-consumer front, that would be a pretty powerful offering. So, you know, again, remains to be seen where we are for 2024 and beyond. My focus right now is on 2023 and where our games are at. But all of those options are on the table.
On the attendance so far, we're 2 months in. The ball club is in first place, which is good. But I think there are a lot of people honestly feel like, hey, the team could even be in a better position. And obviously that can change. How would you say the market has responded to the club so far through the first 2 months?
Better. TV ratings is a good example. Despite all the challenges we've had with carriage, we're ratings up year over year, up 35%. Attendance is up year over year. You know, we're feeling good. We're seeing really positive trend lines around the summer and the second half of the season, Chad. I think our downtown is rebounding. It's slow, but it's better. And we're seeing the benefits of a lot of interest in our club. So I will be very surprised. And again, I will say probably disappointed if we don't push past 2 million fans. We have work to do to get there. All the trend lines would suggest that we're going to get there.
Always appreciate you coming on, sir. We will talk again soon.
All right, Chad. Be well. Thank you.
Kander from the Twins president, Dave St. Peter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.